The prince has ruled for 1,000 days. To celebrate his reign in the Red Palace, he's hosting a masquerade ball of fantastical proportions. The palace is red. Long live the palace. Shotgun Carousel presents a new immersive theatre and cabaret experience conjured from the darkest, most beguiling and magical folk tales. Red Palace is a night of feast and fantasy within a gothic masquerade that breathes new life into our most beloved fairy tale characters. Don your mask and your devilish alter ego. Drink and be merry, for who knows how this party will end. Join the prince and his fairy tale guests in the living labyrinth and enjoy a decadent evening of opulence and merriment. Witness the beautiful, the brilliant, the wanton, the bizarre. Don't be deceived. These are not those same characters from your childhood memories. Snow White and Red Riding Hood are all grown up, and neither are Daddy's little girl anymore. Meet a phantasmagoria of assassins, avengers, and prophetesses. Musical starlets and black market bootleggers. Fabulous émigrés from beyond the palace's magical borders. Seductive sirens lounge in the bathhouse and wait to lure you into a luscious end. Alchemists will spin love spells into gold, and of course, the wolf who's always at your door. Lose yourself down corridors and into mysteries. This is your chance to live your own fairy tale ending. Indulge in the delicacies of the prince's banquet to the sound of a ghostly orchestra. Watch dancers and jesters, contortionists and buffoons as ballerinas fly through the air. Rest assured, there will be beauty and plenty of wine. Follow the breadcrumbs, don't lose your way. Your senses will be spinning, and that's just what the Red Palace wants. Don't forget, masks must be worn in the palace at all times, on command of the prince. Hello, and welcome on the Wooden Path. This is your host, Jan, on his journey to discover bold and new theatre. Wait, Jan? Yeah? Did you read the whole ad copy for this show? Well, yeah, but actually allows me to know the answer to Alessandro Manzoni's first question, right? What were the theater makers trying to do? It's all in there, in the ad copy. Oh, okay. And how well did they do it? And was it worth it then? Aha, I'll get into that. But first, a word from today's sponsor. No, I'm kidding. None of that here. So this is about the Red Palace, as I said. I gathered that access to the venue is not as clear as I thought. Apparently, well, on the tickets it says it gives you the access from the, you know, the vaults, the graffiti tunnel thing. But it was the same place as when I went to see Games for Lovers from the Lancelot Street. That's when you got the VIP tickets, which you got the dinner. And I realized afterwards, looking at the times, that actually when you're supposed to go there, it starts. So essentially, I was almost late because it was supposed to be 6:30, the start of the dinner. But the doors opened at 6 and I was there at 6:30. And then the show is at 7:30, but people start to access at 6:30 for general admission. Well, it's just a bit confusing, but essentially, look at the info on the website. You've got everything. You can come with a mask already or purchase one on site for, well, they say on the website £450, but looking at my info on the card, it was more than £250 rather than £450. Of all the other immersive experiences I went to, Sleep No More, it's the only one where masks are mandatory, actually. And you are allowed to take pictures, but without flash. No filming is allowed. And I saw some naughty risquier, as we say in French, some who did not give a damn and filmed anyway. And there is a VIP area upstairs for the nobles invited by your prince to have dinner before the party.
Well, invited, meaning that you'll have to pay extra, but the food is decent and you get to be seated for a while, which is always good in those evenings. The show is on from Tuesday to Sunday until the 12th of January 2020. Most dates are sold out, so act quickly. It may be renewed. That's what happens usually when everything is sold out. Pricing is decent and on par with the similar show I enjoyed as well, namely The Great Gatsby. But it has many different prices for this one, depending on the day of the week. General admission is between £18 and £30, and VIP between £45 and £70, which again is very, very decent for what you get. If you locate my Lost Love Speakeasy episode in season one of this show, you'll see that I paid a small fortune and didn't get enough for my money. Here, it's rather well balanced, well done. Between starter and main, a little mouse came with a riddle. I thought of multiple answers, but I did not get the correct one. So if you get the answer, give it to one mouse if you see another one during the experience. It shall unlock a secret mission. I think it is VIP only, but keep your eyes peeled. I just checked on Google and could give you the riddle, or better yet, the answer. But if they are doing things properly, they are changing that riddle every evening. I'm not sure about that, but that would be amazing. You get to meet the prince and his wife during that dinner. £9.50 doesn't make it a cheap cocktail price. There's a ballroom, the prince does a speech, and then adjacent rooms open, and then I went to attend Snow White's birthday, and then I went to see the seer, I went into the woods, and I met the dirty French mermaid. Now, the experience has a coherent structure. The queuing system makes you feel guided, and you don't know what to make of the queuing for the forest starts here type of announcement, but it's starting to make sense as you go in more rooms. But it essentially allows you to see most of it without rendering too much like a headless chicken, which is a good way to sum up my punch drunk experience in New York City. I think I only missed the gingerbread house and the secret stuff. I'll probably come back with a standard ticket on one of those £18 dates or VIP again. I would bring a date on a Tuesday or Sunday. It ends with a big dance at 9:30. And while I was trying to understand the reasoning behind the rooms, a little bit of research, and well, actually, looking at the Instagram post on the producers for this. I talked to them a few times when the immersive stuff is concerned about the cycling, narrative cycling. So you've got here, in order for this to work, I've only done rooms once, obviously, that's what you're supposed to do. So, but I'm pretty sure that there is a constant narrative cycling in all the rooms. I'm not entirely sure, but that's so everyone can and have everything that I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I'm not entirely sure how many rooms there were, but looking at the stuff that were on the Instagram, it said that this work was based on a Edgar Allan Poe short story, and I'll just read you what. So it answers a bit more the question of what they were trying to do, actually recreate that short story. So The Mask of the Red Death, originally published as The Mask of the Red Death, a fantasy, is a short story by American writer Edgar Allan Poe, first published in 1842. The story follows Prince Prospero's attempts to avoid a dangerous plague, known as the Red Death, by hiding in his abbey. He, along with many other wealthy nobles, hosts a masquerade ball within seven rooms of the abbey, each decorated with a different color. In the midst of their revelry, a mysterious figure disguised as a Red Death victim enters and makes his way through each of the rooms. Prospero dies after confronting this stranger, whose costume proves to contain nothing tangible inside it. The guests also die in turn. So we don't die. It just ends at some point. And on, well, there are obviously some elements that I kept there, but yeah, it was, so to answer the last two questions, how well did they do it? It was good. Worth it, definitely, whatever the price it was. I'm not entirely sure why there's a difference. Maybe the party stays a bit longer at the end, depending on the Fridays and Saturdays where it's the most expensive. I'm not entirely sure. But also, yeah, I would recommend to check the, I haven't checked the rating in there. I think it must be because the language is not family friendly. Yeah, the prince is a foul mouth. I think it's 18 plus because it's a really, let me just not tell you something completely wrong. I'm pretty sure. Well, I don't. I would need to look for the stuff for a while. But you've got the menu in there, and I'll link the website. You've got the menu. You've got a trailer. You've got the cast lists, and also you have a discount on the costume. Hire Prankster. You'd better use the email to contact them because for some reason I contacted them on Instagram to have some info, but which was not a good idea because obviously they say everywhere on their website that you should send an email. And they do 3 days or 4 days hires, which was the content of my question. Well, I'm only going to see this for one evening, so can I just book them? But I don't think that would have worked. For some reason, they have discount code. Well, the thing there, not a code, but yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, in any case, most people were just like, I had my costume that I used, like a suit, like the one I used most of the time for fancy stuff, which was fine. And the masks were mandatory anyway. But that's it. So, yeah, Red Palace, it's on for a while. And I'll hope you got anything out of this. And I'll see you, last 2 hours and a half. I'll see you again. Yes, here it is. Warning, please be aware that Red Palace contains adult themes and sexual references, as well as strobes suitable for ages 16 plus. Okay, that's it. I'll see you around later. Bye-bye. Actually, if you're just a man and his dog, well, woof woof, and thanks, mate.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Et bim! Voila! Blood twist. You thought you were done with me? Not quite, not quite. A quick word to remind you that you can always visit onthewoodenpath.com and comment to your heart's content, as well as subscribe on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify. It does make a difference and it is greatly appreciated. If you also feel a sudden urge to leave a review, you are more than welcome to do so. On the Wooden Path is the name. You'll find it in most places. And if social media is important to you at all, go for it. Links are made to be shared, aren't they? Also, if you want to be included in the interactive Stage Door episode, which concludes each season, because you are a fan of this podcast or you are involved in any of these shows and want to join the fun, leave your voice message on go.otwp.uk/ leave a message. In case my beautiful French accent made it that you didn't get that, the link is in every episode's notes. Hugs and kisses.